Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I have a picture for you of the pump of the gas station next door there. So you might say, okay, what's the cost? You see the price there, $2.83. Do you think that's what I'm going to talk about today? Well, you see another big arrow there, and you've seen this, you've probably seen it 1,000 times. I bet you'd never noticed it. You know what that is? It's an inspection sticker from the State of New York Bureau of Weights and Measures, County of Erie. Director Paula Trimper. If you see Paula, tell her that she showed up in church today. Bureau of Weights and Measures. So when I was a lawyer way back in the years gone by, when I worked for Armstrong, we had a couple of calls from the Bureau of Weights and Measures. One was from the state of Michigan and one was from another state. I'm not sure. I think it was Virginia, but I'm not sure. Well, I told one story at the 8 o'clock service. I'm going to tell another story now. We made wood flooring. And wood flooring comes in a box. And, when you're making wood flooring, it's going down the line. And there's a person whose job is it to look at the wood as it goes by. And, like, there's a bad piece with a big knot or something that they take it out and they cut that part off and send the rest of it down the line. You know, what's it cost? Well, you got to take a certain amount of knots out, but they leave some in. And if you really want to get it, you know, if you really want to pay extra price for the worst wood, that's they physically distress it to make it look bad. That's you get to pay extra for that. But anyway, so what happens when it gets all the way down the line over here by the fan? I'm going to stand by the fan. It goes into a box. And, well, how much wood do you put in a box? Well, I bet you didn't know this. In each box, there's a little line, and the person whose job it is to put the wood in the box as it's coming down the line, if you remember that Lucy chocolate thing, it's kind of like that. It's coming down the line, and you gotta put it in the box up to this line, or past the line, so that when somebody opens up the box, there's at least as much as the box says. Okay? So there's a line in there. And one of our managers who wanted to save money said, well, let's move the line this way. Okay? Put a little bit less in the box. Okay? And his thinking was, well, on average, because so much of it ends up going beyond the line, on average, and if you buy, say, the average floor will take 8 boxes of wood, on average, you'll probably have enough. But if you happen to get 8 boxes that were just a little short, you're going to end up with not enough. Okay? And guess what? That's illegal. So that's where I get the call. Okay? So, by the way, my dealings with the bureaus of weights and measures, they were all very good people, and they did a great job, and they said, well, okay, what are you going to do? So we went around and put stickers on all of these boxes from this plant in Lowe's and Home Depot and all the stores. That cost some money. guess what happened to the manager? Cost him his job. Well, this prophet Amos that we had the Old Testament reading from today, this is what he was concerned with. Because God had said in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy, look guys, you're going into this new country. I want you to be different. Okay? You're my people. I saved you from slavery in Egypt. Don't enslave each other and don't cheat each other. I'm calling you to be different. And God calls us to be different in the New Testament as well. The same thing. He says, I want you to be holy, even as I'm holy. He's saying, in the New Testament, he's saying, I baptized you for a reason, because you now belong to me. And I want you to be different from the world. I don't want you to be out cheating each other. I don't know about you, but how about the weights and measures in your life? In Amos's day, this was about 762 BC. Amos says, in 2 years, there's going to be an earthquake here because of your unfaithfulness to God. And by the way, then later, you're going to get wiped out by the Assyrians. Punishment follows sin. God's judgment of sin. And this, I don't know if you're interested in archaeology, but they dug up the capital city of the northern kingdom of Israel from the time of Amos. And they found all these shops, businessmen shops. You know what they found in each shop? They found weights and measures. They found two sets of weights and measures in the shop. One for buying, one for selling. So I'm going to use this one. You're going to sell me your grain? Here's the bushel. Okay? You want to buy some grain? Here's the bushel. The ephah. Okay? I get more money that way. This is what Amos was saying. You make the ephah small and the shekel great. Okay? And they're cheating people. Just like that. Does this happen in our society? Is there a reason why we have a Bureau of Weights and Measures? Sinful human nature. Now, in your own life, when you go to work, do you ever get there late and leave early? Do you ever leave early for lunch and come back late? Are you making the ephah small and the shekel great for yourself? Do you ever spend a little bit of time on your phone instead of what you're supposed to be doing? How about just in listening to people? This is one I do all the time. Do you ever, when somebody's talking to you, maybe somebody that you love, you're not really kind of listening, or you're sort of listening, but then you're thinking about all the other stuff you got to do, or you're thinking about, or how about this one? You're thinking about what you really want to say rather than really listening to what they have to say. We're kind of cheating each other. God says, I've called you to be different. Called the Old Testament people to be different. He calls the New Testament people to be different too in our baptism. He said, I've washed you with your baptism so that you can be new and different, and I give you the Holy Spirit in your baptism so that you have the power to combat that greed and dishonesty and self-centeredness that we have for ourselves. He says, I paid for you with the lifeblood of Christ. That's what it cost. The cost of our cheating God and cheating each other was paid with every lash of the whip that Christ suffered, and repaid with his redemption and his death on the cross, with every thorn in his crown of thorns. Think of that as a minute that you stole from somebody. Yet Christ comes and pays for it for you and me. Why? Because he loves us that much. He wants us to be his own. We belong to Him in baptism. He puts His name on us. He wants us to treat each other like those who, for whom Christ has died. He's given Himself for us. He did that in Christ's name. That's what it cost. That's what He paid for you and for me. In Jesus' name, amen.